Hey guys, our lunch hour co-hosts, some little Pretty Little Liars. Nope, it's Daytime Divas. Sorry about that. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Head blood. Oh. Everyone sing it.
Didn't know we chose that song.
You didn't hear me say that?
No, but I'm excited about it.
And now we got bad blood. Hey. No. Anyone know this part?
No. Yeah, I was just about to say I didn't think I knew Kendrick was on here.
That's all I got, guys.
That's all I got. I know the chorus.
That's a really good music video.
Just observing.
I know you and she had all her squad in, which has made it awesome.
You said what?
She had her whole squad in, which made it awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Goals.
Oh, guys, hey, yeah, we're in Daytime Divas. We just got into the Taylor Swift moment for 2 seconds. Hi, guys. I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and love Shay Butt on Snapchat. Unfortunately, I am not Lanisha. She unfortunately could not be here, but I'm stepping in. And we have these lovely ladies with me. Ladies.
Hi, guys. Lanisha will miss you, but be back soon. I hope you'll be back next episode. You have to.
So much
but
to talk about.
I am Mo, guys. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And hi, guys. I'm Amy Cassandra, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well. As Amy Cassandra underscore TV. Yeah. And I'm so excited to be here because this is my first time. Okay, I tried to go onto the chat. Yeah. On my iPad, right? Well, it just didn't work, so I'm kind of bummed, but I made it work. Thank you for helping me out, Shay.
Yes.
So it's on my phone, and I'm going to use my iPad.
And
to
you
prop
guys
it up.
Should definitely be
talking
to
us. Talk to us. Like, yes. I have my laptop. As you can see, if you're looking at a wide screen, she has that. We're going to talk to both of you.
I'm so excited.
People are already in there, seems like.
No?
Okay.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Okay.
Everyone.
Well, let's get into it.
So I want to do it by characters, because each character had their own little thing
going on.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with Nina.
Okay.
So Nina and Sean, they have their little, you know, I love you, we're going to make out after hours.
Any chance we get.
Pretty much, because you apparently don't get that many chances.
Right.
They can't keep their hands off of each other, but they choose. I feel like before they were a little bit safer,
right.
But this episode we see them just getting it on.
I wish we could know
there.
More of the backstory of their how they started.
I feel like we might see that as progression of the show.
Definitely, yeah.
She might have been like, "Oh, your producing skills are just so fantastic.
Right.
I love
see,
it.
Your investigative skills are just so amazing."
Oh. Or he could have came on to her first.
Oh,
because he seems like he's all head over heels, and she seems like she like puts her foot down, and she's kind of running this.
Yeah, she's running her own show when it comes to Sean.
Yeah.
When it comes to Andrew.
She thought she was running her show.
I feel like she's still holding her own. I feel like, right, like, because obviously he calls and says, yeah, I looked at the fertility app. So I'm super excited about this decision we're making together to, you know, get you inseminated.
Right.
And I want to be there. So they go to the building at least, or he stops her and he's like, are you really going to keep this story going on?
Right.
Obviously, we both know you're pregnant.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ba, 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 I love that.
I want to. Did you guys see the face I made? I want to do that every single time that gets played. It's just like.
Get your whodunit. That's her whodunit face. It's like that's
sorry,
like the classic whodunit face, like of like you know all the mystery shows.
Yeah.
Like they go like go sides. You're like.
Because you just never know which camera.
No,
on.
I don't need the music. I'm good. I got the facial.
Bum, bum, bum. There you go. I got you.
She loves me.
Oh,
you're mean.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
We're gonna move on. So he says, "Do you like we're gonna? This is the plan right now. So for the next 2 years, we're gonna stay married. You're gonna have the baby, and then after 2 years." We could, you know, get a divorce, and it can be amicable or unamicable, and I could just say, well, my wife's infidelity is the reason why we're divorcing and mess up, you know, her career in her own face because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she holds her own. She's like, I am not going to do that.
Right. Now, I'm thinking, yeah, that's not necessarily a good idea. Like, why doesn't he just want to leave her alone now? Because I'm thinking, does he plan on claiming the baby, even though it's not his?
That is a very good question.
Like, are you going to claim it and then divorce her and just act like you guys are co-parenting and, you know, that's your child, but y'all are divorced? Or are you going to, like he said, he would admit, like, I could say that we're divorcing because of your infidelity. And then maybe he'll just say,
this on the child.
Yeah, I found out my child wasn't even my child. And that'll be a sad story.
And I feel like everybody would side with him.
Yeah, everybody would side with him in that case. But still, I just wonder what's his plan.
Yeah, I think he's just going to use the baby, even if it's obviously not going to be his, just as, like, look, we're the perfect family. We have a baby and everything. Ta-da! But I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out because, I don't know, I think it really... Nina did not see it coming.
Right.
No. Did we see it coming? I saw it coming for sure.
I was wondering how she was going to pull it off.
I really was almost there. I'm like trying to figure out how she was... I mean, she's skilled, so she could have actually probably did it. If he did not show up, maybe she could have, like, faked the visit.
But at first, I was thinking, I can't believe it was that easy for him to say that he wasn't going to show up. Like,
until you're like...
No, but I feel like he still didn't know when he was saying no, he wasn't coming. I don't think he knew yet. But I think when they talked, him and what's son's name?
Sean.
Yeah, when him and Sean talked, I feel like he was like, okay, this is what I'll do. I'll just be like...
They haven't talked yet.
No, I think they have. That's how he knows.
Okay.
Yeah, but we probably won't know. yet. But I'm pretty sure that's how he knows.
That's going to be tense.
That's going to be fun. But we also found, like, we got thrown a little nugget again where Nina has a secret of her own when she was a hardworking journalist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whatever she did, like, obviously he knows a secret. But she also has something on him.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, I wonder if they were happy before now, because it's been seeming like they've been, like, all lovey-dovey couple. But then I feel like when this happened, it just, like, shows some other colors of their relationship. Like, maybe they weren't as happy as we thought.
I think it was very a convenient marriage and decision that they made. This, because it works both in our favors. If we're, like, we get married and we help each other's careers. But obviously she found somebody she actually loves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that ends our debate from last week. She does love Sean.
She said it, so it's true.
Yeah.
But it's not a marriage. It's more of a deal, like a contract. It feels like, and they did have to sign the marriage license, so it kind of is a contract, really. But marriage is a contract, guys.
That is it. You know, yeah, she it knows is. It's a
but
contract.
This one just seems not, not.
A good
country. Ashley's funny.
Yeah, it's a bad country.
She said, I think they already need a lawyer. I actually agree with that.
I think she's what?
His beard, which I totally agree with.
Gotcha, okay.
I could totally see that.
Okay.
So. But which is funny, because, like, if we're saying 2017, actually a gay congressman would just change everything.
You think so?
In politics, I
feel
like.
He's not giving me that.
Oh, he gave me.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And usually, my gaydar is pretty...
My gaydar is on point, but
yeah,
I'm like...
Yeah, but I don't know. You guys could definitely be right.
We could be surprised. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I legit like my gaydar.
No,
like,
we'll see how it pans out.
We'll see, yeah.
Because they don't seem like they're having sex with each other. So I'm like, if you're not having sex with your wife...
No, I feel like they are having sex with each other, and I feel like that's why they were trying so hard, and then
only
eventually...
For the baby.
I think they had sex for the baby. That's, right. And I think it was more mechanical of a
not
sexual act.
And
yeah,
and like, I really want to do this with you.
They'll
have to tell us though eventually.
Yeah, they probably
season
will
one
eventually.
Or season two. And if it doesn't happen within season one or season two, then he's not gay.
Well, and here's the thing: like, he's running for congressman, but he's like, yeah, he almost makes it look like he's got it in the bag.
Right.
But I'm
okay.
Like, what
but
if
maybe
you
so,
don't?
Because she's like, I'll tell your secret.
Yeah.
So. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. They have.
Yeah.
They both have secrets on each other.
Because she didn't give the details of his secret. He gave more your young journalist secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know his secret at all.
That was the theme of this show.
Secrets,
I mean, this episode
for
sure.
Yeah, I was thinking, I have actually wrote that down. I was like, the backstabbing and the throwing each other under the bus is at an all-time high.
And then, like,
really?
Wait, I lost the face? No.
Okay. I gave him a smile.
I ain't doing it. You both are funny, but no, I'm not doing that.
Well, and Kibby said, she mentioned it a few times, you're only as sick as your secrets, and then Nina's like,
because secrets can't kill you.
And
if you're 17 in the Pearl of Liars, it can kill you. So, I'm going to plug it because finale is happening on Tuesday, and I am going to be sad.
Oh, the finale, like, they're not like, coming back.
No more. It's
and you
the
said
ending.
It's been 7 seasons? Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we have to, because this is a Daytime Diva show. I know, right?
But I've never seen Pretty Little Liars.
It is on Netflix.
I'll
enrich
watch
your
it if
life.
It's that great.
And the after show is amazing.
And the after show is so much fun. I love Dakota. But since we're talking about Kibby, let's get into Kibby's arc in this. So she goes, you know, to AA, or which is supposed to be a very safe place. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to really expect that.
You have to hold back.
Yeah, you have to hold back. It's the whole point, like, of no judgment.
No secrets.
No secrets. Yeah. And then she admits that two of her coworkers are, you know, getting it on, and she caught them. But and she hates secrets. Mm-hmm. But somebody on their phone sent it to whoever.
I think he just posted it to Twitter, I think.
No, it was, I thought it was a message. It was like a source.
Says.
No, lunch he was hour. Just saying, like, Kibby was the source. So he's saying source says that. He's source says.
Yeah, but I thought it was a message. Like, he was sending it to, like, his editor or somebody. Right.
What do you guys think?
But yeah,
I thought
was
it was,
it
like,
Twitter
or something. Like, Twitter he just posted it. And then, of
it
course, you know,
short.
The way social media goes now, like, things you run with.
Ashley feels horrible for Kibby. Mm-hmm. I think we all feel horrible for
Me
Kibby,
too.
Actually.
I love Kibby and her honesty, though.
It's a very innocent. It's an innocence that I love about Kibby. Like, she is sexually fluid, and she is this, that, and the other. But she's also very innocent because she did grow up in the entertainment business. So, like, she's also innocent to other things.
Right. I feel like it took a lot of courage to do that.
I really think it does, too. And then, like, she had to admit to Maxine, I messed up. It was because of me. And the Maxine says, we're going to fix it. So she gives her own personal sober coach. Who else thinks the sober coach is just there so he can leak back information to Maxine?
Oh, ooh,
I didn't think about that, but that sounds about right now. But I was just thinking, this is over the top, and you can't force this sober coach on me. If I want to go to AA, I'm going to go to AA.
Well, she can't because you're working on her show.
But I feel like
she's also the reason you got. She's also the reason why you got out of parole.
But I feel like that's over the top as far as him being with her 24 hours. Like, I didn't go to AA 24 hours. I just told you I needed a little help as far as AA supports me, and that's why I need to be there. Mm-hmm. And now you give me this sober coach, but I don't need him 24 hours.
Yeah, I think 24 hours is excessive. I mean, you could, like, when she's at work, and then maybe a couple hours when she gets home.
Right.
I can understand that. But 24, like, is he living with me too? Like, wait a second.
Because I don't even
and
think
that sexual tension a little bit.
Day.
Like, cause you know, did you?
Yeah, that's what
did you
I
recognize
thought.
That, that
I wrote
gaze?
That down. I said eventually they're gonna become.
I thought that's what Maxine put him there for. Like,
oh no, I didn't think
so,
that was her purpose.
Oh, that's not her purpose at all. Maxine's a very conniving, controlling person. That's not her goal. But if it happens,
I think it will
happen.
We do have Ashley from the chat that said that. She thinks it's an undercover journalist, kind of like
TMZ.
Yeah.
My goodness, guys.
Princess, no so need to like undercover.
That's a
like, everyone knows.
And then just because of how innocent Kibby is, she probably will like
eventually
be a good source. Yeah, for that man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
If I was Kibby, I'd be like, we're finna like let's sign a contract real quick. That's just between me and you.
But she's so oblivious Kibby. And naive that she's just like,
Kibby.
She got me a sober coach. Not knowing, like,
she got me
no.
a sober coach. That is kind of hot, though.
Right.
Because speaking
wait,
of that,
did Kibby say that she was bisexual? Or?
She's sexually fluid. Which is what that's why I got upset. I was just like the thing that when the first when we did the first panel, and I was
you
just
wanted
like,
her to choose, right?
I mean, not choose, but just like we like the LGBT community has fought for so long to be acknowledged and to like just have. You know our stance.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you like guys and girls. Just say you don't have to say sexually fluid. Like
bisexual is not considered LGBT.
No, it is.
Well, then I feel that's like sexually fluid is bisexual.
So why does
but
she
just
say
bisexual? Yeah, that's what I mean. That why she can't she just say that?
Why can't she make her own definition for bisexual? Have her own term for it? I feel like it's still
so
the same. It's
like
not like she's
everyone.
Like pushing you guys away. You know, she's like, yeah, I do both.
Hello, Mom. I do that.
It was cool, though, also that later Kibby went to Nina and told her that, hey, it was me. Right. I went,
and
you
I'm
know.
Sorry.
But yeah, so.
A lot of courage again.
Again.
And, no, but
like, I
no, wait,
I
gave her courage
done
for
either
it.
Of those. I would have been, like, just so nervous and just, like, taken back, like, I won't do it again, but I'm not going to tell anybody that I did it in the first place.
What I think I liked about. Gave her courage when she told Maxine, I'm not going to tell you who these people
are.
She's like, because if
I'm telling you this, but not that.
But because I want people to respect me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And to do that, I have to, keep, and like that's a very mature thing to say, and yeah. just the way she worded it.
But that was like an AA thing, I think.
Also, yeah. Like, but like it shows her progress as well as right. as a person.
Yeah, just standing strong in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. But yeah, I just liked her courage overall with both situations, telling Maxine, telling Nina. Mm-hmm. And just like being so innocent about it, like you said, yeah, just like, I just got to get this off my chest because she just hates secret. And I feel like it's like a secret within herself then. So she's just like,
some people do just hate secrets. It's actually like a real thing. Like, you can't really be mad at a person. They don't want to keep secrets.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and that already shows so much growth for Kibby from last episode already. Mm-hmm. Because it was either last episode or the episode before that. Kibby was like, I want to possibly have custody of my sister because, you know, like, her mom's crazy. We can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think maybe that's what Kibby's trying to do, you know, like, move forward, not keep secrets, be honest, and be an adult and be very mature. Mm-hmm. So, woo, go Kibby.
Go Kibby. Right,
go Kibby.
Well, it was funny. When they opened the show, one of the topics was the female gaze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, is that a real thing?
The female gaze.
Yeah.
Just, like... Wait, should we get... Let's give it to... Okay, Shay, you start with your best female gaze to the camera.
I don't even think I have... I'm...
Mo, do you...
The female gaze. What did they say about the female gaze?
The female gaze is basically the objectifying of men, just as the male gaze objectifies the woman.
Mm-hmm.
They said this on the show?
Yes.
And what were they saying about it?
Yeah, like what? Well, Mo was like, I'm objectifying that man right there on the third row.
Got you. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I've talked to my guy friend about it, and he actually asked me, like, if a girl looks at you for longer than 3 seconds, does that mean you can get her? And
whoa.
I told him.
Get her?
Yeah, and I told him no, what? Not necessarily. But like, I was like, hi? I'm not the type
no,
to.
No, like,
look.
Get her, as in, like, he can pull her, go on a date with her, have
yeah,
sex
anything.
With her,
like,
that type
she'll
of
just,
thing.
Like, succumb to his
yes, that sound effect. No. That was everything.
But I don't know, what do you guys think about that?
No. I think the female gaze is a thing. I think if anybody yeah. had it, Marilyn Monroe had it.
Mm-hmm.
If that
mm-hmm.
was a thing.
Yeah, okay.
If it's
Rihanna
a real,
has
if,
it.
If it's a real living breathing thing, uh-huh. definitely
Rihanna
she
has
it. Halle Berry has it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian, all the Kardashians and Jenners, they
yeah.
have it. Bella and Gigi.
Who is that?
He did the models.
Indeed.
Oh, gotcha.
One's dating Joe Jonas.
Uh-huh, okay. I don't think Kendall has it. You said all the Kardashians and the Jenners. I don't necessarily
think Kendall,
Kendall has it, yeah.
Well, there's a good question to put up to the chat, guys. Who do you think has a really good
female gaze?
Well,
you think so?
I'm curious. Like, everyone, but I really do think we should each have our own.
Right. I'm going to work on it at home in the mirror.
Oh my gosh, not the Germany.
Okay, let's get it ready, guys.
You go first.
Why?
Because you're married.
I'm gonna laugh, guys. I'm gonna smile through it. Okay.
That could be like, your female right. gaze.
Yeah, that could be like a smirk or something.
Like a
no. I don't know what that was. That's like sounding like you're constipated. No, it was like a half closed and one eye open.
Like that. No, that's what happens when I try to wink. I'm just like.
Right. I don't wink at anybody.
No, see? It's not good for anyone.
Okay, well, the female gaze, I think, is a thing. But everybody has not dug deep within themselves to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing, though. So we're just going to work on it and come back.
We might come back with, like,
next
maybe,
episode.
Like the end of the season.
Yeah.
Let's work on it for then.
Yeah, that's
when
a
we
good
have
amount
all
of time.
Us here.
That's mm-hmm. a good
amount of time. Honey, if you're listening, work on your female
work
gaze.
Work on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into Heather. Because we have to. So, Christian domestic discipline. That mm-hmm. is what she and her husband do.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you who don't know what Christian domestic discipline is, it is when one partner is giving authority over the other and has the means to back that up that authority, usually by spanking. It is a traditional male-led Christian... What did I write? Christian-led marriage, which utilizes aspects. It is set up according to biblical standards.
Definitely. I didn't even know domestic discipline was a thing, period. Let alone Christian domestic discipline.
First of all, it just sounds like you just put God in front of BDSM.
Right. But I also think it's kind of like... I don't know. Instead of us, like, arguing and instead of us, like, but you know, having real relationship problems and then it just, like, you know, I don't know, things going wrong. Like, we just discipline each other like we're children. Like, I whip my child and you better not do it again.
But that's only the husband to the wife, not the wife doing it to the husband.
Oh, no, she paddled back.
No, but that was only because he said something about her son. Otherwise, she would have just took it and that's it. I know,
but obviously she paddles back. I feel like in a real Christian domestic...
She threatened.
No, I think the way that she said it, no, she does paddle back. Like, maybe she didn't this episode and maybe we didn't see it happen. But I think she does. Why haven't we seen it?
Well, then domestic discipline is mostly just the husband that doles out the discipline. It's not the wife. Mm-hmm. And they, like, they were doing her reading the scriptures, like Ephesians 2:22. Mm-hmm. That is one of the basic scriptures you read as you're getting spanked.
Right.
To remind you, not that a wife doesn't mean you're not smart enough as your husband. It's that you're just supposed to be submissive to your husband.
Right. Definitely, yeah. But I definitely think she paddles back. Because I even wrote that down. At least she paddles back. Because the way she, like, had her... She was running with him. And if Mo wasn't there, she probably would have got paddled.
But that's her mother. That's her mother instinct, though. And that's seriously what it is. Like, anytime he says anything about their... Like, she's the protector of her child.
Right.
Especially if Brad Jr.
I think she actually has more power in a relationship than I thought she did. Like, even the way she put him out. Like, saying, no, you're going to go to the basement and just leave me alone. Like,
I think it's funny. Oh, like, so they're not going to get divorced.
Right.
They're, no. You're just moving into the basement.
Right. Which is... I didn't think she had that much power to even do that. So, or for him to be even okay with that. Like, I felt like he was running it, but obviously not.
I think, like, it shifts all the time. Like, their whole relationship is a shifting thing. Because mm-hmm. I think as a Christian woman, she knows she's supposed to be subservient to her husband. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to her children, she is the head of that household when it comes to her children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where that flip-flops.
Well, that's great for her. Because now I like her better. Yeah, because I was just like, no. Like, this can't be happening.
Well, I'm glad that Mo... went in, you know, into the house when she
I'm
wasn't
not
supposed
glad
to.
She did. Yeah.
Because that kind of, well, so then she found out what Heather and Brad were doing. And then she kind of, you know, asked Heather, like, hey, what did she say? Because I loved what she said. If it works for you, I support you. But then she was asking, you know, like, are you happy?
And
then
that's
I feel
the
like,
crux.
Yeah, you know, Heather started thinking about it. And it's like, am I really? And then that's when she was like, you know what? I'm not.
Right.
And so she stood up and I was like, well, yay for Mo.
Right.
What
right,
I love
right.
Mo, she's so. Like kinky through with God. That was just really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you like, okay, first of all, I don't care if you're in suburbia, lock your house.
Oh right, my God.
Right, right. Because in the projects, it's a real thing. Like Mo said, there is no doorbells. We lock our houses. The things I find funny about California is like people have their convertibles and they just have the top down mm-hmm. and they just walk away and they park and they
and
go.
Other
and I'm
stuff
like,
is
your
inside
car would have
got
stolen where I'm from.
Right.
Real quick, would have got snatched up.
Where See, are you from?
Illinois.
Okay, what part?
East St. Louis.
Okay.
So, no, we don't play them games. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are just too casual California for me for that.
Yeah.
I don't play them games. Everything's getting locked. Because, mm-hmm. no.
But, I didn't like Mo's approach to any of that. I didn't like that she thought about it like, oh, let's go to Connecticut and we'll just stop by her house. Like, the fact that you
but
just
that's Mo.
Felt like you could just stop by. Then you felt like you were okay. Like, she invaded all privacy. She invaded the privacy by recording the kids and the little boy in the dress and all of that. I feel like...
But she told him to stop a little bit. Like, so I don't think... It won't
fact,
get, probably get posted. Like,
I don't think
but
it's
I still
wrong.
Feel like even if it wasn't for the little guy in the dress, I feel like it was still wrong because, like, you just didn't even get permission from her to even record her children, period, or her house, or her situation, anything, you know. She walks.
But
in
the nanny
could
have stopped it though. The nanny had plenty
like,
of time to stop her from saying they're busy. You might want to come back later.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted Mo to go in there. She basically tossed her and said, "Here, look what happens behind closed doors."
I feel like that. Well, that's true, but I feel like the nanny like doesn't have any. I feel like Mo just shouldn't have did it anyway. Like regardless of the nanny saying don't do it or do it, you know better. Just don't like don't do that.
It's weird, but that's kind of just Mo.
Mm-hmm.
But we see early in the episode, like, the relationship that Mo has with Heather's kids.
They're all
they
close.
They watch
their
South Park.
And,
first
know.
Of all, they should say Boondocks, which would have been even more funnier, too, actually.
Yeah.
Only because I don't watch South Park. But that's me.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Boondocks
would have been even more funny. Because it's Mo, and I just, like, she would just, like, threw Uncle Ruckus at them for some reason.
Right.
If she had to choose. Cartoons.
Yeah.
My Little Horsey.
My Little...
That was
like
really
My Little Pony. That was good. but yeah, so then you see that already, and so you know that obviously Mo knows where Heather lives, right. And she feels comfortable enough to do that.
And because she's been over there times enough. Mm-hmm. Heather's probably like, just come over when you want. Like, I think Heather's that type of person and friend where she's like, if you're, you know, if you're in my neck of the woods, stop on by. Right. But obviously, I mean, Mo, though, she knocked. She rang a doorbell.
And okay,
she
and told that's when Leon, you leave after.
She, and she told Leon response. To leave. Yeah, she didn't let him stay.
Did. Yeah, she was like,
because no. He wanted to after hearing the sound. Like, oh.
Stop recording.
Right. No, I think she leave. Shouldn't have. But I think I agree as far as like you guys saying, you know, Heather's probably like, yeah, come over anytime. Because I think if it was a problem, Heather would have been like more outraged than she was. They were kind of just like, what are you doing here?
She was kind of just more like, I need you to keep what like, we do in our house. What did you
yeah, she wasn't mad yeah, or anything. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, that. You know, shows that they are good friends, I guess.
Speaking of Mo, so we opened with Mo and Leon in the love chair, doing it up big.
Yeah.
In funny positions. Just fun.
I wrote Mo and Leon bang it out in the chair.
Right.
No, but I think it's like she always watches herself. She always watches her, like, she's always on her phone watching herself as they're having sex. I'm just like, I don't know if you just love yourself enough.
Exactly.
That's that interesting.
You just like, you know, you like seeing whatever you're doing and then like having Leon's, you know, things in you.
Yeah.
And it's recording yourself. I feel a little, I think we should have Nico back after everything we've seen because it's like, you know, we had him here for the pilot,
but there's so much to talk about.
It's just like, whoa,
right?
Whoa. Tattoos is all I got.
Well, I thought that Mo would have been smarter than that. Like, I thought that they had that little affair thing down pack where they were doing it outside of the workplace, you know, just keeping it secret, you know, being really.
But I mean, it was also almost the same thing with Nina and Sean, where like nobody was in the studio, so they really didn't.
They were in
obviously, except for Ramona,
they were in her office,
which we find out later. But no, they weren't. They were actually on the stage.
I thought they said that was her chair. Oh, that was her chair.
Yeah,
got you. But still, I feel like that is really, really
risky.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
And I thought she was smarter than it.
Yeah,
the only reason they found is because of the stealing thing.
Right.
Like, if it wasn't for that, they seriously could have just got away with it, and it would have been no problem. Nobody would ever found out.
But still, she knows cameras all over that workplace.
I don't know. I don't think she saw that as like a problem, or you know, as a possibility.
Yeah.
I think she's like, ah, whatever. No, it's fine. I think she got relaxed about
sex in here when nobody's in the studio. It's just not.
Whoa!
See,
you just put in a whole new perspective for me, and
that
just
like you
wouldn't
want
to
do that.
Well, that would be the love chair.
Somebody's always in the studio. There is not a time when nobody's here, so there's no time for you to do that. The trailer in the back, however, that's a totally different story. If we're just tossing up ideas,
see, I didn't expect.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm doing it, but I'm just throwing out there as a
wow.
Watch out for the trailer.
Scandalous.
Maybe want to put a little camera in there.
Not me, because we already had this conversation.
What are we
talking about? Oh, we didn't know, so I'll tell you when the show's over.
Oh, Lord.
After hours. TV After Dark.
That's
a special segment right
there.
I was not prepared for that.
See, so what I was thinking is Leon and Mo and Nina and Sean, I mean, they're both doing, like, the same thing, except that Leon and Mo obviously aren't cheating on anyone.
Right.
But somehow I was a little bit more surprised by Nina and Sean doing, you know, getting handsy where they did it, because I feel like before they've been way safer. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of like Mo and Leon, but I don't know, I think that's also why
they thought they were safe. Like, they probably done it maybe once or twice at the studio too, when everybody's gone, nobody's around to check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, but I don't know, I didn't consider Nina to be that risky, and then of course Sean's like taking off his shirt, and I'm like, well, you can't play that off, you know, like if someone casually walks by,
right.
It's like, oh, there's something on your face. It's like, oh, you have your shirt off and there's something on your face, too.
Right.
That's awkward,
that's
you know?
Much. Yeah, he was getting too.
Things
I mean,
getting
I think
steamy.
Also because, like, he misses her and he's like, he's not getting the time like they might have used to gotten a little bit, too.
I know.
He's kind of, like, desperate for that.
Right. I could tell
that,
he is.
Touching, the tension.
Right. And that's why I said I wanted to see the backstory of their affair, because I'm trying to, like, figure out, you know, was she going to his house, you know, and were they spending, like, ample amount of time together, or was this all a work thing and evolved there, you know?
But we have to mention, because Maxine does find out, and Mo gets fired.
Right. And I hate that, because they automatically think that was the affair that was leaked. And I just thought it was crazy how two affairs were going on, and everybody was guilty, and It's just like nobody really knew the truth, but Mo's the one that, you know, caught the.
I don't think they showed Leon's reaction when Mo was being fired, because I was looking for him. I'm like, what? Like, is he gonna say anything?
I don't think he's gonna be fouled too.
He was like, bye. This got awkward real fast.
Right. When he was getting fired, I think she was just kind of shocked of her coming out yelling, like, no, you can't fire me.
Yeah,
I think he was like, just like, what's going on? Like,
because she
like
sexually harassed a cohort, an underling.
Right. They didn't show his face after that.
She's like, except for in the car, but like, she's like, really?
Right. That's really? What you want to call it?
Right. She's like, no, that's what my lawyers and HR are going to call it.
Right.
See, I wonder how Nina feels at that moment. Because
she's
just
probably
like,
so relieved as hell.
Like, I can't quote unquote win with my husband.
Right. But
I win this one.
Right.
So it's like,
see,
she got away
with
it.
That makes me not
like
Nina. I'm starting to not like Nina.
I don't
yeah.
think I've ever really liked Nina.
She's a little grimy little something there.
No.
She is.
Yeah. But like she says, Mo says, it is not over. You have not seen the last of her.
Right. And they can't be done with her.
Especially how they how they got her out of the studio is hilarious. Yeah. Like, these old security guards, like, lift her up somehow. It's like, she's like half Humpty Dumpty style, like, getting pulled out.
Right. It's not pretty to see at all.
Ashley Summer says she thinks the PA is the thief. And I think...
Ramona is the thief because
she was selling.
She did
up.
Not get a promotion from Maxine, mm-hmm. and Maxine just she like I think Maxine should learn her lesson. Like, if you weren't that nice to your former assistant and you're still doing the same stuff, karma's a bitch.
Right. Yeah, we saw her selling the mug, so I feel like it was obvious.
She got the mugs, the shoes, the twirl it's wig.
Yeah,
yes, Robbie makeup artist, because he gives me life.
He does.
And that's how you lay it down, bitches.
He loves Maxine. It's like he wants to be her. He's like, I work for the best.
It makes more. That is like, you know, he was like, what are you saying? He's like, it costs more than I'm making in a year, and that is not petty.
Yeah, I love him too, though. I wrote that down. Like, I love this little.
Did you love him? Yeah. Oh my god. He gives me life. I don't know. It's just.
But I think I just like the fact of how much he likes Maxine. Like, how people worship Beyonce. That's how he worships Maxine. He's like, she's the end all.
He's like, my job is safe always. All I gotta do is make this woman look good every day. I am good in life too.
That must be fun. Like, think about all the famous talk show hosts or just like famous celebrities, you know, that they probably have like their go to person to do their hair and makeup.
Right.
And but those are two separate people. Their hair and then their makeup. That must be fun.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
I wonder.
I think so, too.
And it feels good to be that go-to. Like, she's not going to nobody else but me.
And what's really trippy is that, of course, we're watching a show about a show.
About a show.
So it's like they're playing people who are actually, like, real people.
Doing this,
doing that job. I'm probably them.
Right.
It's just like Inception in a way.
I did. But that's true.
But, you know?
Well, let's get into Maxine as we're getting like closer to the end, because Maxine finds out from Mo that her old assistant Anne Krause is writing a book, tell-all book about Maxine, and then so they go out to, you know, they have like lunch, even though nobody drinks anything.
But she's the same lady that sent the flowers.
She is, which so is like how we first met
that?
Her.
Yeah,
that was her trying to get information about Maxine.
Gotcha.
From the guy. That's why she paid him $300.
Oh, so she got a little something from him. Okay.
She, I don't know. We don't know what she got from him for real, but she
revealed.
Got something. And Maxine finds out that, you know, she's, you know, prettier than I guess she was 8 or so years ago before she left the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no hard feelings, quote unquote, between them and who is the publisher. And she needs to get the script. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She needs to know what is being said. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be about her, you know, her romance with Ted, her husband. They were the, as Anne said, the iconic power couple.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of I find just interesting, because I'm like, if he had, like, failing businesses, what happened before that made him so iconic?
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
I wonder if it's a little bit of a parallel to Nina and Andrew, in a way, where it's like, there's something that happened, but they had to stay together. That's what I'm thinking.
Have we seen Ted?
No.
We have not. Okay. We've not seen a picture. We don't know what he looks like.
Right.
I thought he's dead, so.
Yeah, that's what we're led to assume,
and so,
right?
I'm thinking she killed him, because
Whoa!
He was all like.
Or Will killed him.
Yeah, well, I know he was just like, they will not find out what happened that night. And
Even
I just
better.
Automatically, when he said that, I was just like, it sounds like death. I don't know who did it, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
somebody did something, and it somehow also revolves around Sean and his, the fact that his aunt and his parents died too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think that's all interwoven in the story.
But maybe William is Sean's dad. No.
Oh, it could be. Okay, so
maybe
in line with that. So it could be that William and Maxine, like, that was her affair while mm-hmm. she was with Ted, and she had a baby that she gave to her sister, yes, or her brother, and they raised him. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when they died, whoa, she adopted him back, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. See?
Oh, it's too much, guys.
I like that storyline that you just, that we came up with. I like it.
We're just innovators here, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're also
ahead of you writers.
we know.
You can take any ideas from us. Just credit us.
Yeah, so Anna Krause is being played by Kristen Johnson, who is,
I love her,
who is from Third Rock from the Sun, and I think she did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Very conniving, yeah, and perfect.
And assertive. Yeah, exactly.
Right. She's like Maxine's little creation that she didn't know she created. Almost, yeah. In a little sense. Monster. And they, you know, they brought Kelly Osmond as herself, though, right. I really don't.
Oh my God.
In that interview,
I
love
character.
Kelly Osbourne, even though like she's supposed to be playing herself, but it's totally not her,
right?
Which made it even more interesting just to watch, because like she's talking about she wrote Hair Cues, and it's like, it's not me insulting your clothes, it's your clothes that insult me, which mm-hmm. is my favorite line, which is why I wrote it down, and that was like you know, your skirt looks like my mom's tablecloth,
right? And when she first came in with that taste, I was like, okay, because I feel like they already had their little altercation with her saying something about her on the red carpet. Yeah. So I'm like, the first thing she does when she gets on her show is insult her, which was funny to me.
It was actually hilarious.
Yeah, that was I liked her character a lot, actually.
It was so weird. So cheesy.
Osbournes are a weird family.
I think they
went like extreme into like the weirdness. Like, I think they almost tried turning her dad in some ways. And like in like a little mix of her dad.
I think so.
Sharon. That's all I got. But did you guys notice, so the entire book is just a bunch of selfies or hair fees, right? And then she has hair coups,
right?
But didn't Kim Kardashian release a book of just selfies too? So it's not like that unheard of. So it's like a play off of that.
Maybe that was a little smug.
so I don't think. But I
thought it was funny that they had an audio book.
Oh yeah,
she has an audio book coming out next week.
Yeah.
So like, what's the audio? What will it say? Oh, it would have the hair coos, gotcha. Uh-huh. I was just thinking, like, a book for the selfies would be pretty silent.
You can really just do whatever you set your mind to. I think maybe that's what
especially
we're
when
trying
you're
to
celebrity, too, at that, too. You can
kind of... Yeah, that's what they were getting at, too.
Like, if you're a celebrity, you come out with the wildest, crazy things.
And it'll still sell.
Pretty much.
Yeah. As long as you, are Kim Kardashian.
And, ooh, you know, we got our promo.
$14 million.
Really?
That's what they say. She sold $14 million in one day yesterday for her makeup launch.
Oh my gosh, it's the 21st.
That's also because I don't do that.
I didn't pay attention.
I don't either,
but
I happened to find that out because, like, you know, Shade Room, Baller Alert, all of them posted it.
Wait, I'm just going to do a little quick shout out to Jaclyn Hill. All you Hillsters, because yesterday her eyeshadow palette with Morphe launched, because a lot of people were like, oh no, Kim Kardashian,
right,
Jaclyn Hill,
okay,
I'm going to
go
broke.
You, girl. Yeah,
so,
go.
Woo. Okay, moving on.
I want to say one last thing. What did we think about Moto Mo?
I loved Moto Mo.
Me too.
That's a great idea.
It's so much. It looks so much fun. Yeah. Like it was seriously, like we were saying last week, reminded me of Taxi Cab Confessions.
Or Carpool
If you
karaoke.
Guys are not old enough to understand what that is. Yeah.
Both are good.
Wait, what'd you say?
Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, hell yeah. But if you are not old enough to understand what Taxi Cab Confession is, it was a HBO show where this guy drove around in a taxi picking up people and didn't, like, let them know they were on Taxi Cab Confession until the end. Some people even ended up having sex on, like, in his car with him in it, and he couldn't say anything, which made it even more funny when they were done, because he was like, you guys know you're going to be, like, on HBO very soon. It didn't, like, in 2000, 2006, in that era.
I haven't seen that either.
Good time.
It's so... probably find it on YouTube, because it's so freaking so much fun just to, like, watch. And you just, like, the most ridiculous thing comes out of people's mouths.
Right.
And the fact that that dude was like, you know, people like now we're so involved with our phones, we're just on our phones, we're not paying attention anymore. And he like found like, you know, her panties. That was hilarious. Oh, right.
No, I think it was good. At first I was skeptical about it because of the Maxine thing, like her going in the house and doing all of that, like on the way there. I was like, oh, I'm not sure about Moto Mo. But then when I saw it on the show, being played on the show, I was like, oh, it actually is really good.
See, I was scared like, that they were...
Give Leon props for that. Like, yeah. He had a great idea.
Yeah, he did.
We'll tell you that in person, Nico, when you come and visit us again.
Nico, we on a first name basis.
I know. Yeah. Hi, Nico.
Pay pie. But yeah, I thought when they cut to the video of Moto Mo, mm-hmm. that they were going to accidentally show something from Heather.
Oh, I can see that, you know? Too. I'm actually happy they didn't, though.
Yeah, right. No, much. That would have...
And too soon. But, like, I think, actually, Heather would have been fine at that point, because up until this point, she's just like, people are going to find out soon about our son. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. I can't keep hiding it forever. Mm-hmm. So I think if it came out that way, she might be even mad at Mo for maybe a day or two, but then she'd be like, yeah. Thank you, because, like, relieved. Me and my husband have been fighting about it. Now that it's out, I can just breathe. Yeah. I can release.
Yeah.
But it's not meant to come out that way.
Right. You I mean, know? We I don't know how it will come out. It's because life writers. Just happens like that. You want it to happen a certain way, and it'll never happen that way.
Life's fun. And then we got the promo at the end where we have Tasha Smith Yay. Coming as Portia Camden as a lifestyle guru and yeah. Debbie Ryan as Maddie Finn, an ex-co-star of Kibby that she beat, and which is why she had to go to rehab.
She yeah. beat her. Okay, I like didn't on know the that. Set. I didn't see that. Or yeah, okay, that's interesting.
That's gonna
and
make.
Then now and they want her to apologize to her on the air
because her restraining order is released.
Yeah, that just saying? Sounds like
I think the girl put a restraining order on Kibby, yeah. but I think the time has passed and now they're
like they're saying you should together. Like, yeah. They're saying like you have to apologize, and Kibby's like. I don't want to even be in the same room with this, like, girl. Like, so, maybe it wasn't just the fact that she was coked up or whatever. Like, something could have led to the fact that she did freak out on her.
Yeah.
And it led to this on set debacle.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That's so of a TV show to do that. Like, of a talk show host to do that. Like, they would.
Yeah.
They would. Also, did you guys notice when Sean was talking about something to Maxine in the back behind him? They had the segments laid out with colors and everything, color-coded. That's very true to how it is. Okay. And I was like, hey, I appreciate, you know, their attention to detail.
All right. They just have to. Throw that
out well, there. They have Star Jones on it, too, so Star Jones know exactly like how things are supposed to be when you're on a talk show. How it's gonna happen?
Yeah. But even without Star Jones,
I feel like TV, you got to do your research, and it has to be as real as possible.
And they're also about ratings too. So anything that gets the most ratings, it's good for them, good for the show, no matter who might look back as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff like we have Andrew and Sean that are gonna be
having
talking.
A talk. Oh,
that's gonna be fun.
Heather freaking out on Portia. Which I find funny because there's going to be a kiss later sometime in that. So I'm just like, yay. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to play out. I just can't see how sexually fluid Heather is.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and it's, what made it funny was Kibby's like, and thanks, Heather, for your low key homophobia.
Oh.
Yeah. So
they're funny. Like, it's fun to see the writing come through from both, like, them, because it's inception y. From the show, like Daytime Divas, and then also in the lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to, it's completely different writing.
Right.
Well, not completely, but a little bit, you know, tweaked. And it's nice to see the difference between the two.
Right.
But yeah. And then we also have Maxine and Anna.
Oh, yeah. Very, like, it's going to be a show. Damn.
I'm really excited about next show.
She was like, Anna said, I'm not, you know, I'm not scared of you anymore. You don't I'm not afraid of you anymore. She was like,
I'm not afraid.
Well, Maxine doesn't scare me either, though. I feel like she doesn't
she
scare
me. She scares people, so we'll see how she's going to manipulate the people she can scare.
Right. But no, I feel like she doesn't scare people either, because, like, she doesn't scare Mo. She doesn't scare... I don't think Anna is scared. I think Anna's just like, girl, I know you so well that you can play that role on me, but I'm still not scared, because I know you can't do anything with what I got.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, and we do have a fan, Sam Jones. She's a fan of Tasha Smith
from Better or Worse. This is the last season. I am so sad that it's the last season for Better or Worse. And they're all three women are pregnant. Like, I can't with life right now. And Richard got money back, so yay!
All your little shows are ending.
I'm home. But
you know,
sad.
You know what's not ending?
I know the feeling.
This show's
not going
anywhere. This show not ending. And that's our last thing we have to talk about.
Okay.
Unfortunately, We're sad, but we will see you next Thursday. My birthday is next week.
Oh, so yeah. Do you want to say the exact date so people can wish you happy birthday on all social media?
It's June 28th. So either wish me birthday then, or you know, wish me on the show here. I'm just super excited. I can't wait. And ladies, you want to close out?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's not my birthday next week, but you can still follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @moclassified.
And thank you guys so much for joining us on the chat. It was fun. It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And I'm Amy Cassandra. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @AmyCassandra_TV. Also on World of Dance and American Ninja Warrior. Oh, and Wrecked is starting this Sunday. No, I wasn't ready. I'm too happy right now. Okay. Wait.
You only have to.
I'm going to work on it for you guys. I will. Like I'm working That's on what that I'm going to do.
Female gaze.
Yeah, we'll work on both.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And Love Shay Butter on Snapchat. And Wednesdays on The Carmichael Show. And that's about it for me. I do that in Daytime Divas. We will see you next week. Have fun, live life, and just keep it real.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.